All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Toll Podcast, high-res version. Hopefully with no breaking this time, version. And also the little strings I put around the thing to block the light are actually in the way, version. So basically, this microphone, right, it's got this little light on it. Which I guess is to tell you that it's on and to tell you that it's recording. It'll be steady if it's on, or the light will be on if the microphone's on, if it's plugged in, and it'll be flashing if it's recording. So I guess that's useful. The thing is, it's really bright. Oh my god. Like, I don't think I've ever wanted this light to be on. So I have this little Velcro thing that I use to cover it, but that's for usually for recording till podcast and stuff. And so just because how I happen to hold it while I'm walking, it's at a different angle and doesn't block the light adequately, which is unfortunate, to say the least. However, gladly, while I'm walking, there's the quite easy solution of just cover it with my thumb. So that's cool. Coolio. Coolio, dulio, brilio, mulio, fulio, dulio. Rulio. I can't think of anything else that rhymes with ulio, even made up. I'm just that uncreative. Unthinkably unable to think of things. Is this set on the right settings? Yeah, okay, cool. It's funny, I swear this microphone, like, lies to you with it. It has these two little switches, right? And the first switch has two labels. One of the labels says 0, and one of the labels says negative 10. Which is a little confusing at first, at least for me. So I try it while it's on feedback so I can hear what's going on. And, negative 10 makes it go quieter. But what negative 10 also does is make it not clip, which is nice. Or rather, things that would clip on 0 don't clip on negative 10. So really, negative 10 is 0. And the thing that's labeled 0 is plus 10. And who knows if that's decibels. It could be just some made-up number that they used and might as well have been plus 1, you know? Hey, dude. It goes up to 11. But, I got a protective strap attached to my microphone. So that, ideally, if I drop it... Sorry, I should hold it in a consistent position so that my voice stays at a consistent volume. So that you may have a consistent experience. Yay! I'm not really willing to test it, but ideally, if I drop it, it's a little just wrist strap thingy. It'll catch the microphone so the microphone won't go crashing onto the ground and break and make me very sad. Very, very sad. But, I should check my phone and make sure it's still recording, because it'd be really awkward if I'm just talking into nothing right now, you know? Oh, yeah, I wanted to say, I wanted to talk about how I got this set up. So, come on. Yep, still going. Awesome. So, yeah, it looks like the new USB cable helped, at least. So that's cool. Hopefully I'll be able to keep doing this. I mean, honestly, USB cables just don't cost that much. And now I think about it, I think if it stops recording, the light will actually stop flashing. So if that's true, that's probably the better way to notice when it's stopped. If I had to pick a way, you know. Also, that Velcro-y thing that I was talking about, that was stuck around, it's like, I just put it, like, around the microphone and put it over the light. It's really good at sticking the gloves, goddammit. There we go. Now it's in a pocket by itself. Gets exiled. No other items belong with it. Because I am evil. Anyway, you know, oh my god. I thought about doing it, you know. I actually thought about loading the page so that I could read it as I was getting ready to do this, because I'm like a little late. I need to like get to sleep soon. But I know rain, so that's cool. And if there is rain, I came prepared with plastic bags. I don't know if you could hear that. I was trying to like make a noise with it, but whatever. So in theory, with plastic bags, I will be able to combat the rain and make it not damage my precious objects. Because I'm a material gal. No, wait. It's like there's this little circuit always running. It's like, is there any song quotes relevant in this moment? No? Dang it. Okay, is there any song quotes relevant in this moment? Yes! Ha! Say it! Blah! I swear, that's just a running process in the background of my head. Doesn't matter what song it is. Doesn't matter if it's a good song. Yeah, that's irrelevant. Just matters that it's a song that I know vaguely the lyrics to, you know. But, you know. Hope you all like the quality. Oh, also the other thing is, I'm dangerously dead on battery, so, I'm a genius, right? I get home, like, oh, I looked at the weather, awesome. It's not gonna rain, finally. You know, 0% chance. Which, of course, means 5% chance, but, you know. I don't know. I mean, it can't be exactly zero, because that's just arrogance at that point. But, yeah. So, and then I sit down on my computer and do other stuff, you know. Watch some videos of people playing, like, Hearthstone and stuff. And then get really distracted watching Olympics, actually. Started watching Olympic curling. And apparently not very many points I usually scored in curling. I got 30 minutes into a three-hour thing, which was the final match, and there was 1 point in total that had been scored for the whole match so far. 1/6 of the way in. It's like, wow. It's just because it's like, this is curling, right? I don't know. If you don't know what curling is, it's basically, they slide specialized rocks on ice down a straight ice rink track thing. And, your goal is to get your rocks into a circle that's at the end of the track, and to get the enemy's rocks outside of that circle at the end of the track. And so the thing is, these professional players, right, they can get three of the enemy's rocks out of the circle with a single rock. It's crazy. Think like marbles, if you want to get an idea. If you ever played marbles where you try, you sort of do the same thing where you try and knock your opponent's marbles out of the arena with your marbles. Then you can't, whoever has the most marbles. Or no, well, it depends on how you played it. But, yeah, it was really interesting to see. And one thing that I did notice that I was very, very happy about was that the arena, unlike just about every other sports broadcasted thing I've ever seen, the arena in all Olympic sports things I've seen so far has no advertisements. It's really weird and really awesome. I don't know why they do it. but I want to give him a pat on the back and a high five and a handshake and a everything. Well, not sex, but everything besides. Just, you know, going through the list of everything, noticing that's on the list and sort of crossing that off. Crossing off that group of actions, possible actions. But, you know. So I like that. That was a, you know, from my other episode of I Absolutely Despise Advertisements of All Forms, to the point where I cannot discern what is and isn't an advertisement at the finer points, where a normal person would have called it not an advertisement long, long ago. Also, I'm on a swing, so here's hoping that the wind noise isn't so horribly loud that you can barely hear me, you know? Can always hope. Because I don't have, like, a volume meter? Amplimeter? I'm sure there's a fancy term for it. It might be one of those, but I don't know. Thing that, you know, indicates how loud things are on my phone while I'm recording this. Unfortunately. Although, in theory, whatever wind noise will be low rumbly noise. And my voice will be medium to high pitch. Except when I go way down low. But even then. And so in theory, I should be able to just filter the wind noise out. In theory. I don't know if that actually works. I seem to remember trying to do it and it didn't work for some reason. So I don't know. I guess we'll find out. Except I don't even edit these. So I guess we won't I look over them a little bit, but I don't actually listen through. So if it's like clipping, then I'll see that and try and fix it. But I don't know. That's right. Random singing with John Luke. Aren't you so happy you started listening?
Well, you should be.
But, you know, for some reason the phrase all's well that ends well came to mind, but I don't really know why. So, also I'm not even sure that's the right phrase. So, you know, details, minor details. Also, so I guess I'll sort of go over how I'm doing this technologically, and if you don't understand what I'm saying, then you get to be serenaded by the beautiful sound of my voice. Aren't you so lucky? But so I have a laptop in my bag, right? It's a pretty cheap laptop. In fact, I can't remember exact numbers, but it's possible that this microphone cost more than the laptop. Which is kind of weird to think about. But it's just a laptop in my bag. Had to specifically edit the settings so that it didn't go to sleep when I closed the lid, because it did that automatically. And it's not very good at recording, funnily enough, when it's asleep, in sleep mode. So had to tell it not to do that. Don't know why I went into this voice, but don't worry about it. And then I'm running Arch Linux on it, distro, and the idea was connect my phone to my laptop so that my phone could SSH in and be able to control it, so that way I wouldn't have to like pull out my laptop every time I want to start and stop the recording. And also be able to see what's going on just by my phone. And so what I ended up doing is, gladly, both the driver and the card that's in the... So the card that's in the laptop and the driver for that card for Linux both support AP mode for access point mode. Hooray. So I turned that on, put it into internet sharing mode, even though it's got no internet connection to share, and then have my phone connect to that, which took some convincing. Well, still haven't figured out what the problem is. Fuck my life. I have to stare at it. Oh my god. I really wish I could just not worry about it. But same thing happened again. New USB cable didn't help. I don't know if there's just a loose connection or what. But it stopped recording again. I'm not even sure it's a USB connection issue. You know, it might not be that. I don't even know, which is really annoying. You know? Not knowing can be annoying when you're going where you're going. So now I have to keep an eye on this light because I have to put my finger in just the right spot, because if I completely reveal it, it's really bright. It like hurts my eyes to look at. But if I completely hide it like I did, I don't know how much of that, like, apparently it cuts off a little bit of the end as well. I've noticed, like, I tried last time to complete my sentence when it stopped recording, but, Welp. That's crazy. Well, there's failed attempt number two of trying to get to record with the fancy mic. No idea what's wrong. Really frustrating. I'll be honest, I didn't really try, didn't really attempt testing at home. I just sort of assumed it was a USB cable. But if it is the USB cable, then I broke this one too, which is unfortunate. Although, you know, it still powers and everything. I guess it's just, I don't know. Maybe I'm one of the few people who actually need a $40 USB cable or whatever. I would hope that if I did do that, that it would hold true, you know, you get what you pay for. But, god damn it. I really want it to work. It'd be really nice, you know? I don't know where to start debugging this. I don't know how to fix this. It's really frustrating. Like, there's no clear course of action. There's no clear, oh, just go do this and it'll work, you know? That would be really nice. But it's not what's happening. If it was just like, oh, buy a new USB cable and that would definitely fix it, then I would do that in an instant. If it was just like, oh, do this certain configuration parameter setting on your computer and that'll fix it, then it'd be like, oh, awesome, I'll do that. If it was anything like that, you know, I'd do it. It'd be cool, be awesome. But I don't know what it is. It could be that, like, just being in my backpack, the USB cable jiggles around. And so the connector's borked. I don't know. Could be anything at this point. Although what I just said does seem likely. I don't know, man. I don't know. You don't know, bruh. You don't know. Oh, no way, that's wrong. Oh! Okay, we're all good.
squat the flashlight when I'm crossing the road. Oh my god, I'm holding too many things at once. So yeah, fun thing happened. The strap broke off of my flashlight, so now I can't just hook it onto my wrist because the stupid strap is just broke. The light tug. But, you know. You guys have any flashlight recommendations? I would be all ears. But I should be coming within range of my house while still not ending it, in which case I would be able to download the page and read whatever four comments there were, which I can vaguely remember, but I can't quite separate them into which ones were before and after and which ones were the thing and blah. I gotta remember to read two episodes worth of comments because I just didn't read them on the last one, I'm pretty sure. So that. Yeah. Interesting, I kind of lost my drive to do the RSS XML website, iTunes, YouTube thing. Like, I still plan on doing it, but I keep not doing it. It's this really weird thing with me where I'll just like, I really want to do this. Oh my gosh. And I'll like go full on do that for like a day. And then I go to sleep and wake up in the morning. It's like, what the fuck? Why would I do that? That was a stupid idea. What? And then, well, no, that's not true. Because I didn't think iTunes was a stupid idea. I don't know why I said that. Pretend I didn't say that. I wake up and I go, do I have to keep doing this? And then I don't, because, you know, I don't have to keep doing it. Then it's like, I kind of want it to happen, but I don't want to do it right this moment. I want to do other stuff. I want to watch Olympic ping pong. That was fun. I watched Olympic ping pong. They went ping and pong. Watched the the China versus China match, which was interesting. Because apparently that can happen in singles. And it almost seemed like they were playing with each other. Like, mostly taking it seriously, but we're a little more lenient on giving up and such. It's kind of interesting, because they obviously, like, knew each other. They trained with each other and such. The two players that were playing against each other, both from China. And they played together during doubles. You know. So they're certainly really good ping pong players. I'm sorry, table tennis. That's the correct term. It's table tennis. I don't know what this ping pong thing is, but I only play table tennis. The other thing, nice thing about not recording on my phone is that when I use my phone for other things, it's not like, I remember listening to a piece of it, and when I unlock the phone, it's like, as. So, I apologize. But it's necessary, unfortunately. But yeah, I turned off my laptop, so I guess I don't really need to worry about battery. You know, battery percentage left on my laptop. Don't need to worry about it. Don't worry about it. Just need to wait until I get within range of my home network. So I can do the thing I forgot to do. Download the thing. The stuff. Oh my god. Cause I'm so dumb. I'm having way too much fun with that. I don't know how I would define too much fun, but
whatever it is, I'm having way too much of it. Come on. Any time now. Come on. It's gonna be really awkward if they spot me. I'm just like, oh hey, I'm sitting by the house. You know, don't worry about it. I guess my excuse is I'm downloading music to listen to on my walk. That's my excuse. Because, you know, it looks like I'm coming home, but I'm not. So I should be connected, hopefully. So let's attempt to download the thing that I was talking about. Except oh my god, the browser on my phone does this thing where whenever I open a link from an email, it opens that link in a new tab. But for whatever reason, I can only have a certain number of tabs open, which I guess makes sense. But the other thing is, it just, because of those two things, I will eventually run out of tabs. And it's really annoying because there is no close all tabs button that you would, that would make way too much sense. No, there's no close all tabs. You just have to swipe each and every one off the screen, and which is sometimes inconsistent for some reason, and you can't do it fast. Like, trust me, I have tried and tried. I cannot do it fast. You can't do two at once. You can't swipe two at once off the screen. It just won't let you. It detects it just fine. Won't let you. Because that would, you know, can't let you do that. Oh, this one I can't swipe off, apparently. Oh, there we go. That time it worked. Hey, Jean-Luc Walking just happened to be one of the tabs I held open days ago. Alright, let's try to refresh. Just make sure it's all fresh. Burp-a-da-burr. Loading. Alright. Let's see. That one was the one where I didn't read it. So then that one would be the one I need to do comments from. Okay. So, there's me saying blah, I'm falling asleep as I write this for that one podcast. So that's cool. And then None From Hell saying, 2 hours, 20 minutes, huh? Need to come back to this. Ain't got that much time right now. Yeah, this episode's going to be like an hour max. Maybe, well, might be an hour 15. I'm not actually sure. This is why you shouldn't listen to me while I do this. I don't know. Technically, with your background noise and all random blabbering, aren't you kind of hypnotizing us with this as well? Possibly, yes. And that is kind of interesting. I think that sort of happens with all podcasts, because they play background noise, you know. You're sort of supposed to get relaxed. It's not as much as, like, ASMR that I was talking about, but it might be as much as TV. So that's why I really don't like ads in podcasts, is that they seem to work on me. That's the really freaky part, is that I'm like, I don't want to do this. Oh, but now I want to do this. What the fuck? But I still like the podcast. You know? So, I am hypnotizing you, but there's no advertisements. Hopefully. If there are advertisements, you need to talk with your internet service provider about their injecting ads into random audio files you download. Just saying. Miss God's saying, oh, Sean Luke's having a blast. Yes, I am. With all these as we fall behind. How dare you? listen to blah, blah, blah when I get a chance to slow down. Yep, I did. Make a composite one from the best moments of multiple walks. That would require listening through them again. If someone else wants to, like, give me timestamps of interesting things, I would totally do that. But I just don't have the time to listen through all of them for the whatever awesomeness might happen to pop out. You know, and I'm sort of biased in a bad way and just, like, unuseful way in that what I think is funny or good isn't necessarily what everyone else thinks is funny or good. So I really need someone else to tell me what's really funny. It's kind of interesting that way. I hope I'm occasionally funny, at least. Oh, yeah. So on one of the podcasts, I'm like, oh, send complaints to spam@whirlingdicks.org. And it turns out, if you go to the right place, you can register .org domains for $1. So, and it wasn't registered, so I was really surprised. Usually any, like, two-word domain, especially including common words and domain-worthy words is probably what I'd call it. You know, including sexual words like dicks. I would have assumed it was already taken, but I guess whirling is enough of an uncommon word that it wasn't taken by some domain parking service. So that's cool. Got a good facepalm from Miss God. Oh yeah, I happened to look up what the copyright law and pseudonyms, aka pen names, and it's copyright's just fine with it apparently. So that's interesting. And then they can't do it. Normal law is death of the author plus a certain number of years is how long the copyright lasts. But since they don't know who the author is, then it has to be just a set number of years. So the set number of years is 95 years! Oh my God! Think about that for a second. 95 years. Okay? It's just ridiculous. You know, I think copyright was I shouldn't say anything because I don't actually know. I'm pretty sure it was either 10 or 20 years. Which patents are currently 20 years. And that sort of makes sense. That gives you enough time to, you know, sell your invention, make money off of it, blah, blah, blah. And that's what copyright's supposed to do, you know? You make a thing, people enjoy it, you make money off of it, no one else can copy it. And then after a certain amount of time, you've had your fun. Now everyone gets to use it. Same thing with patents. But due to the Walt Disney Corporation, as well as plenty of other corporations, but Walt Disney is often the cited name just because copyright law always seems to be extended just before Mickey Mouse would fall out of copyright. Crazy coincidence, I know. But, so yeah, there's that. And blah, blah, blah. That episode marked as explicit because I did stuff. Might have to mark this whole cast as explicit. But yeah, you've asked to comment about our dogs. Oh, dog Dixie's hella cute. That's awesome, dude. I love hella cute dogs. Made a Vine account dedicated to speaking to her in a Russian accent. That sounds amazing. Unfortunately, I don't know how to use Vine, and I don't really want to learn it, like, purposely staying away from the thing. But, you know. You listen through the whole thing again. Does that mean you listen to it twice? Did you listen to this twice? I'm like, I'm both glad and like happy, but also like weirded out that like, I'm not gonna stop you. How weird it would be to simply die one day. Yeah. Zoned out for a second, suddenly. You know, it happens sometimes. Holodeck physics are somewhat weird. Well, yeah, it's sci-fi. But, could be combined with replicator technology for stuff like water for more immersive experience. Ba-doom-tsh. But no, I remember there was specifically an episode where, like, it doesn't really make sense now that they say it out loud, but that, like, they just couldn't get stuff out of the holodeck no matter how much they wanted to. Because the thing they wanted to get out of the holodeck was the dude who became sentient because they told the computer accidentally to make a sentient being. Which, by the way, why is Data so amazing if they can make a sentient being by asking the computer to please do it? Like, come on! Is Data really that? I feel like the computer on the Enterprise is really amazing if it can create a separate sentient consciousness, you know? Anyway. Oh, man. Gosh darn it, Miss. You're a few episodes behind? I mean, I don't know if this is allowed. Something about laws and stuff. And stuff and stuff and stuff. And stuff. So, stuff. Stuff and stuff. But, that's all the comments. So that's cool. Got, other emails about other threads and such. And, I'm still holding a microphone in my hand, so I should probably get that sorted out so I don't have to keep holding this microphone that I'm not actually using. I'm actually kind of worried to put it in my backpack just because it doesn't really have any cushioning. But then it's compared to, walking around to it, and it's just like, I'd rather just not have to walk around carrying it. So, there we go, done and dusted. But, now I have to think of things to talk about. This is the unfortunate piece, where your comments were not enough. Okay? You got a comment about just some interesting topic you've heard about recently, about how people, like anything, really, something that I could talk about. Basically, I'm asking you to do my job for me, but don't worry about it. That's how these... you have to look at it differently. I'm not asking you to do my job for me. I'm really just assigning the job that was previously mine to you. You gotta think of these things from the right perspective. Okay? Otherwise the world seems to be against you or something. So yeah, give me stuff to talk about. Cause, oh, here's the thing to talk about. So, maybe I should do sort of a disclaimer, sort of, that of, by my definition, this might sort of be an ad. Although, I have no affiliation other than having bought this product. But, that, you know, just a fair warning, you could stop listening now if you want. And there you go, see? Now, even if you're in whatever hypnotic state, whatever state
You can still, you know, pull yourself out of it before the actual possibly infectious brainness stuff happens, you know? If everyone did that, I'd be fine. Well, I'd still be like a teeny tiny bit annoyed, but I'd be fine, you know? But anyway, the thing I want to talk about is called Soylent. So the rough idea behind Soylent is to be a complete meal replacement. Just have everything the body needs in one big sludge. And then drink that for your meal. If you remember from The Matrix, they sort of have something like that, what they're eating. And at one point he says, you know, it's got everything the body needs. It's completely tasteless and all this stuff. And they're complaining about it, but honestly, I like it. And I think people in the Matrix were doing it wrong. The whole point of this is that you don't have to sit down and eat. You know, you don't have to replace sitting down and eating as a social interaction or anything. You know, you can still sit down and eat with friends, but you can replace the quick hurried sandwich you make in the morning just to feed yourself so that you're not starving. And so Soylent comes in two forms, depending on what you want. So it has a powdered form, which you have to mix with water, and then there's your mix. And then there's a liquid form, which is basically pre-mixed. And they're slightly different. They have different textures just because of how they're made and stuff. But so I've been eating the liquid version for like about a month now, replacing most of my meals. I would say at least 2/3, and I'm loving it. Okay, like there's all this argument. Oh my gosh, anything dietary food. Anything online, there's all sorts of arguments, and they may not all be wrong against Soylent, you know. I don't know, but what I do know is that Soylent now is certainly healthier than what I was eating before. Of, you know, just eat a whole entire pizza. I would do that sometimes, you know, the ones that say serve 2 to 4, I'd eat the whole thing. I remember it'd make me really thirsty because of all the oil, and make me tired too, like just drowsy sort of. So that was interesting. And so yeah, don't eat entire pizzas. Pro tip from Jean-Luc: don't eat entire pizzas. And then sometimes I get fast food, you know, and I just wasn't eating right. You know, my dinners were regularly microwaved burritos. And so Soylent just seemed like the perfect thing of, I just don't need to worry about it. You know? It's like, at first I got the powder form because they didn't have the liquid form available. And so that was still even a little annoying, just to have to mix it every day. Because it only lasts for like 3 days after it's been mixed. I mean, depends on who you ask. They, you know, they cover their ass and say, oh, it only lasts for 48 hours. But then you ask people online, it's like, oh, it'll last a week. So maybe I would have been fine mixing a little bit more. But it was annoying to mix, because to get an actual good mix, I had to, I needed something in between, like just stirring it with a spoon and a blender. But there isn't really anything in between that, so I ended up getting a blender and blended it every day, even though it's powder and water. I remember before that they had the oil separate, which I really wish they still did. I don't know why they changed that. It was kind of frustrating, actually, but they changed that. So previously, you had powder and oil that was shipped to you, and that was Soylent. And
you'd mix water with the powder until it was all good and smooth, and then put the oil in. That was great. But then they mixed in the oil with the powder, I guess supposedly to make it easier, but it actually made it harder, for me at least, just because it would clump together so much after they did that. It was so annoying. And a batch of Soylent that has clumped together pieces just isn't very good. You end up getting like thin Soylent on the first few cups that you pour out and thick Soylent on the last few cups, and then there's still bits left in the cup, and so what I have to do is, I got like a handheld blender, basically. You can find them, and then I like scrape the sides as I'm doing it. It's really loud. It's just, it's the only way I could figure out to do it nicely in a way that I liked, really. So I did that for a while. It was mostly my breakfast and lunch. And even then, sometimes I'd forget to do it, or I'd be late for work because I didn't have enough time to do it. And then they came out with liquid Soylent. And I'd like to say I bought that immediately, but no, I still had like 2 months worth of stock of powder Soylent. So I had to go through that first, and then I bought liquid Soylent. And I'm loving that stuff. That stuff is great. It's like, it's just grab and go, you know? It's in these like little bottles. You're meant to get full 2,000 calories. You have to drink 5 bottles per day, which seems to be about what I'm doing. And yeah, you know, it's great. Like, I drink it while I'm at work, I drink it while I'm at home. I get up in the morning and need some food, I just grab one of the things and chuck it down, and I'm good. That's my breakfast. I'm set. And then the other nice thing is I don't need to worry about transporting food. I transport food like once a month. Well, maybe once a week. Once every other week. I'm still getting it figured out, actually, because I only recently got the liquid Soylent, but relatively recently. Basically, I transport like a carton of Soylent to work. And then that way I just go to work and it's already there. And there's plenty of it for me to consume. Which is really nice. Which is really, really nice. And then I really like it because it's gotten to the point where I bring zero things to work. You know, it used to be, oh, I have a backpack that I sometimes bring stuff in, and I have to also remember to bring a lunch, and I don't know. Oh, I forgot this today. Oh, I forgot that today. Oh, blah, blah, blah. And so I really worked on trying to bring as few things to work. And so for a while, it was just one thing. It was my Soylent. I brought the bottle of Soylent to work, drank it for lunch, brought it back, an empty bottle back home. And I'm like, okay, awesome. I have one thing. I remember getting rid of the backpack because I realized I never actually used it. It's like, oh, hey. I don't actually have anything in this backpack that's worth bringing back and forth. Let's just leave it at home. No regrets. So yeah, I did that. But then once I got liquid Soylent, I didn't even have to do that anymore. So now, I wake up, I take a shower, and I'm ready to go to work. I mean, after I get dressed. I bring my phone, wallet, and keys, right? But those, I've just done so much. And because they're so small and in pockets, they don't feel like something. You know, if I don't have them, it feels more like I'm missing something. Rather than having them feels like I'm carrying something. Whereas with like a water bottle, you know, I have to carry it around or I have to put it down and remember where I put it. I have to remember to bring it when I'm transporting into a car and stuff. Whereas phone, my phone's just always in my pocket, always. Or in this case, it's in my hand. But, you know, edge cases. But, so, effectively, there are things brought to work that I have to bring sort of externally. It's all just in my pockets. So, clothing, phone, wallet, keys, and physical body. You know? And hell, maybe I don't even need my wallet. Well, I guess a driver's license is kind of important, but... And sometimes I need to pay coworkers for stuff, but, I mean, I could, you know, have a bit of cash that I have at work, because I just keep stocked. You know, my phone, I don't know. Whatever I do basically mean I either have to have three phones or three things that replace the function of the phone. One at home, one in the car, one at work. Or I'd have to not have it during one of those places, or I have to do what I do now of bring one device throughout all of it. So, I don't know. If I could, like, transfer a plan such that, like, you know, I can only use it on one device at once, but I can still use it across three devices, that would be awesome. That would be so cool. So very, very cool. So, so cool, so very, very cool. But I don't think I can do that, at least not very cheaply. And so, I guess I'm always bringing my phone to work for now. Then again, maybe I don't need it. I mean, I don't receive calls on it that often. This is interesting. I just don't even have to bring anything to work. And yes, the next step of this is have my clothes at work such that I just clothes and a shower at work such that I can just drive to work. But I mean, at that point, I haven't really started working if I'm busy taking a shower, you know? So it doesn't really help me be faster in the morning or anything. But at that point, I'd probably also want a self-driving car to get everything smooth. Can't wait for those to catch on with the aforementioned. In a previous podcast, I believe I talked about just self-driving cars and the awesomeness and also the worries. Like, can you imagine a self-driving car virus? It's certainly possible. Any complicated enough piece of software is hackable. It's sort of this, maybe not proven mathematically, but shown in practice. Well, once it gets complicated enough, it's vulnerable somehow. And when the result of successfully pulling this off is that you can kill however many people in a certain nation, there's some pretty high incentive to find such vulnerabilities. Because imagine if we get used to self-driving cars, right? People will sleep in their car. And it'll be great. It'll be like, you know, hey car, just drive me to work. And then I'll sleep while at work. The instant I wake up, I'll be at work and, you know, I'm fine. Can wake up 5 minutes before my shift starts. Stuff like that. But then, if somebody hacks into this self-driving car, they can presumably make it do whatever. The car has to be able to control itself. So then if they gain control of it, they gain control of everything. Gas, pedal, gas, brake, gear shift, steering. Not much else to control. I mean, windows, huh? And then, presumably, if you've found some security vulnerability in one car, you've found it in all cars of the same type or with the same software. So now we have hundreds, possibly hundreds of thousands of cars which have now been taken over. And they all at the same time try and kill people. All at once, all in the same second. Just bam. And, whoa, what happened? 1/10 of the human population is dead. I mean, I'm purposely painting the worst possible case, but I still think this is possible. You know, there's nothing here that's inherently completely impossible. If self-driving cars become very, very commonplace, I mean, maybe 1/10 is a little extreme. But when you consider that 100 people die at something and people make a big deal over it, then this would certainly be a big deal. And remember, these self-driving cars can not only kill the passengers, you know, one or more passenger, whatever, but also whoever happens to be walking around. It's possible that even whatever they have to do to identify pedestrians to avoid them can also be used to target them. And, you know, if a car wanted to kill the inhabitants, it certainly could. You know, they try and make them as safe as possible, but if you ram into a head-on collision at 100 miles an hour, there's not much you can do. And it's just, So, I mean, I don't think emergency brakes, emergency cutoffs would help here. Because it would help, but it wouldn't solve the problem. Certainly, because even assuming every single person noticed that something was wrong at the same time, just in time, before anything bad happened, this is still very bad. All of a sudden, a bunch of cars have been disabled. Okay? And we can't re-enable them because we know they're infected. Now what? Now there's all these cars and people that need to get somewhere, and there's not enough cars to get there. So this is take down a country sort of stuff. It's just, it worries me. You know, is the president gonna be in a self-driving car? That's an interesting question. It's interesting, actually, how cars already have computers in them. When you press down on the gas pedal, if you're in any modern car, it's not a direct gas pedal. It's a gas pedal talking to a computer, and the computer then saying, okay, I will press the accelerator for you. And they do that for a good reason. It's not just to, like, make your car vulnerable or anything. But the effect of that is, oh, well, now if this computer program breaks, your car breaks.
possibly in very bad ways. And this has actually happened where people are speeding down the highway and all of a sudden they can't turn their car off. They can't stop. And so this is actually happened where this person's speeding down the highway 60 miles an hour and they just can't stop. And there's a big lawsuit over it. Oh, you betcha. All this stuff. And so the reason this hasn't happened now is because the cars and computers now, they aren't connected at all. They're just not connected. You know, your car isn't connected to the internet to be able to be taken over, you know? To take over something, you have to have access to it somehow. And so, if that's physical access, then this is one car that's taken over, not 10,000 cars that are taken over. The problem is, other than this, it's a really good idea to connect cars together. Because then you know, oh, this car over next to me is trying to get to this destination, so they're probably going to turn at this point. And now you can be aware of that and make decisions based off of that. And so there's sort of an incentive to connect cars together for that very reason. But then that connection has to be directly linked with the decision software that decides whether to press the gas or the brake, whether to turn left or right, etc., etc. It has to get that advantage. And so, yeah, I have to go now. So I've arrived at my destination. Thank you all very much for listening. If you have any ideas on how to fix the stupid thing that where it keeps not recording, it appears as if the device spontaneously disappears and reappears again. And any advice on that, I'll be glad to hear it. But thank you all for listening. Bye and stuff as I unlock my phone.